Hello.
This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Yes, my name is Pam Rook. I keep getting billed on my checking account for something that I never got. And I just wondered what it is you think I'm supposed to get.
Give me just a second, ma'am. Can I please get a first and last name so I can pull up an account?
Pamela Root, Root.
Okay, ma'am. I have a couple of people with that name. Can you please verify your address so I know I'm in the correct account?
1863 Streamview Way, Quakertown.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, please bear with me. We are having a storm outside and it's affecting my computer, so it's going super slow today. So please just bear with me.
That's fine.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Please bear with me. It's still loading.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Ma'am, do you remember back in November where you were trying to pay shipping and handling for some cookware?
Yes, but I never got that.
That's because I don't know if it was stated clearly or not, ma'am, but you weren't ever going to receive the cookware. What it was is you paid $7.95 to get 20... The only thing I can say is like tickets to enter your name into the sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid mixer. Since you did not win and you did not cancel, per the terms and conditions, it states if you do not cancel within 48 hours and you do not win after paying the $7.95 to get the 20 entries into the sweepstakes, that whenever that has the sweepstakes again, it will charge you again, but this time it'll go back to the full price because that was the discounted price. And that price is $56.95. Then you go
for
one.
Yeah, well, I want that canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
I did not know that was part of the deal, so.
Yes, ma'am. And that's what that was. And basically, if you didn't, once it charged you the 56 the first time, you went from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 500. Then it charged you another time. You know, if it charges you another time, right, then you go from 1 in 500 to 1 in 100. And then so on and so on, basically, until you win.
Yeah, well, I bought a new one, so you can cancel that?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can.
I don't know
can.
If I can get reimbursed for that, because if I can't, I'll have to take the, yeah, it's my own fault, but...
Ma'am, the most I can do, because it is a sweepstakes, and even the managers follow this procedure, they'd only be able to give you 50% back of it.
That's fine.
That's fine?
Yes, that's fine. Just so they don't keep taking it out.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to give you a cancellation number. You will need a pen and piece of paper for that, though, because we don't send it out in text message or email. I will be giving it to you verbally.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I haven't got that far yet. I'm trying to do every... Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to do everything now. That way it will give us a cancellation number.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me just a second. I'm working on everything. I'm sorry.
Yep. No, that's fine.
All right, give me just a second, ma'am. This should give us our cancellation number. Okay, there it goes. All right, are you ready for that cancellation number?
I sure am.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
263-154-350.
Okay.
Give me just a second and let me go ahead and do that refund for you. Okay. Okay, ma'am. Both charges were refunded successfully on my end. Please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to get back in your account. It can be shorter or it can be longer. It all depends on your bank. And everything has been canceled. You should not get any more charges in the future. Is there anything else I can help you with today, ma'am?
Nope, that's it. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.